Good morning. 6:50 a.m. 6:50 on what is it? Wednesday, the 16th of September, 2015. Whew. I didn't really get enough sleep last night. I was out late, relatively late, 9:30 with Dave and Terry, Brian Humphrey, his lovely wife, his little boy. We had a great time. It's always fun to get together with these guys. And I may show up on Roundtable Podcast between now and first of the month or something. We'll see. So I was a little bit chilly this morning. My fingers are cold. I wore extra clothing, so most of me is quite warm, but my fingers and my nose are cold. Hi, what am I thinking about this morning? I'm thinking about I've got a doctor's appointment very shortly. I'm going to take the kids to school and then hang around for half an hour because I've got a doctor's appointment for my annual checkup. And right now what I'm doing is weighing the feasibility of doing the... because he's going to have me do some lab work today. Well, he's going to have me do some lab work. It doesn't necessarily have to be today. And typically what I do is that I combine it all in one trip because the lab is actually in the same building. But it's also, I also try to go fasting so that they can do all the tests they might want to do. And getting into, going to 10 o'clock without breakfast sounds uncomfortable. So far, all I've had is a little bit of black coffee. But we're talking 3 more hours, and by 10 o'clock, the lab's going to be backed up, so it's going to be like 3.5 more hours. It's going to be almost lunchtime before I get out of the labs. As little sleep as I got last night and the night before, my A1C is going to be elevated just because of lack of sleep. So I think maybe I'll do something more reasonable. Kids get the early day tomorrow. She has to go in at 7:15. And the lab opens at 7:30. So if I wait till tomorrow to go, I can have breakfast this morning, forego breakfast tomorrow morning until I get back. And by this time, just a little more than this time tomorrow morning, I could actually have some breakfast. It would also mean I'd start walking late because I'm not going to be able to go out at 6. I've got to be waking the kid at 6, getting her breakfast. I think maybe I'll do that. That's a good approach. Also means I get to have breakfast this morning, which is perks me right up. I'm still groggy. I was up reading until almost 11:30. Woke up at 5:45. So I've only been up a little more than an hour. I'm not quite awake. So I'm thinking about the toll holes, thinking about the systems, thinking about smugglers' tales. I'm liking it. I heard from Dan's story about the covers. We've batted some images around. I haven't got anything final, anything I can use yet, but we should have some mock-ups by the end of the day today. He's doing the best he can because he's got some... There's some personal issues that he has to deal with today, yesterday, Monday. So it's completely understandable. This is an extraordinary set of circumstances. So, if, you know, I have to put it off another week, I'm not going to be too peeved. As long as I get something I can use for book one by the first. I'll probably take a day and handle the formatting so that when the cover comes, all I have to do is put the cover on it and go. So, perhaps I'll work on that a bit today. Because today is going to be an otherwise rather broken up and crappy day. Between carting the kid around, doctor's appointment, carting the kid around some more. She has a therapist appointment. I have to take her back to school for her rehearsal. But the good news is that she gets out early tonight, so... Once I pick her up after rehearsal this afternoon, I can come home and relax a little bit. It'll be 7 o'clock before I can sit down, but that's better than waiting until 10:30 to come home. So I can get a good night's sleep tonight. As groggy as I feel right now, a good night's sleep starting, in about 15 minutes when I get home. Sounds really good. It's not something I'll be able to do, but sounds really good. The extra shirt is really helping hold the body heat in, but the problem is my body is really warm, but my fingers and nose are still really cold. I haven't really apparently woken up yet. I'm trying to focus on the smuggler's tale. I've got a rough smuggling run for them to do in my mind. I'm still looking for a theme. I'm still looking for a theme to kind of guide this book. And part of me says, well, yeah, if you just write it, you know, the theme will come to you. And it probably would. But I have a hard time thinking about what these characters might do, given I don't really have a theme. I don't really have a thing for them to do. If this were a Pixar story, what I should be doing in these first few paragraphs is establishing what the characters love to do, so that in a few pages I can take it away from them. Monk post. Oh, I know what I want to talk about this morning. Amazon. I've been, look at my performance in other markets other than Amazon. And I've said all along that the other markets are 10% each. And the reality is, the other markets aren't even really 5% in total. So 95% of my revenue, of my income, comes from Amazon. And I know there are people who say, oh, well, Amazon is evil, level. Amazon is one of Amazon's. And it's like, oh, I'm so disappointed because the books aren't on iBook. Well, thanks to both of the people who are on iBooks, but... And the entire time I've been on iBooks, which is something over a year, I haven't sold a book a month there. Well, I sold just about a book a month. One book. Out of all the titles that are listed on the iBooks, I've sold a book a month. Is this not a market? That's a lemonade stand. That's not really viable. And Kobo isn't much better. It's been almost 2 years that I've been on Kobo, and I've sold just under, not quite, 1,000 copies in 2 years. I sell more than that in a month on Amazon. And Barnes & Noble is... Barnes & Noble is dying there. They can't seem to... In spite of the fact that they just came out with a new Nook, they can't seem to understand where their market is or how it works. They're so heavily embedded with traditional publishing that they haven't begun to see the potential for the indies. So there are no programs for indies, there are no promotions for indies, there is no understanding for the indie marketplace. If you're not published by Random House or Macmillan or St. Martin's or one of those, then they really don't really care. Oh yeah, you can list your book, but that's about it. If you want sales, you have to drive them yourself. Well, I can understand that, because I think that's the way it has to be. I think that's the right way to do it. I think if you want sales, you have to drive them yourself. But make it so at least people who were looking for you can find you. The search has gotten a little bit better, but it still makes me kind of squicky. So pulling the books off from Nook, pulling the books down from Barnes & Noble, pulling the books down from Kobo, taking the books off from Drafted Digital, and putting them all into Amazon, putting them all into Select, putting them all into Kindle United, Kindle Unlimited, whatever the hell it is. The page view, the price per page view, is already starting to drop. It was originally about a half a cent a page. And it's down for the next period, it's down about 10%. So, .45 cents per page. But I've got a lot of pages. And there's a lot of books if people read through the whole series of the share books. I don't know if that will actually make me more money than if they buy the books and read them. I don't. That would have to be a lot of pages. I don't know how many the Kindle certified page counts, whatever the heck they call that. I don't know how that would actually play out. But in order, if I'm going to do that and have it actually pay off, I have to do things like invest in advertising and run some countdown deals and take advantage of being in select. So I don't know, part of me is in the camp that the reason people do well in select with all of their deals and stuff is that that's more activity. They have more interaction with their fan base. They do more outreach. And they produce more books. And that results in higher sales. And they happen to advertise on the side, and there's a correlation between their advertising and their sales. So my feeling about it is that the activities that happen around advertising, the activities that happen around sales, are more significant in terms of increasing sales than are the actual ads or special deals themselves. Now, I think it's probably a title by title basis. I think it's at least genre by genre. So some genres are better represented than others. So it's an interesting question, and one that I can only answer by playing along at home for a while and seeing what's going on. So I'm thinking very seriously of pulling the books down, putting them only on Amazon, and rolling them in select for at least 90 days, maybe 6 months. Now, I'm going to skew the hell out of the results because I'm going to put out new books. I'm going to put out a new book next month, I hope. I'm going to put out a new book in December, or at least in January, I hope. So there'll be new product coming online, and that will boost sales. There's already a lot more activity around my titles just because of the Facebook group, I think. Certainly there are more people talking about my works in various places, Twitter, Facebook, that I've seen, than has happened in recent memory. In large part because I've been more active, I'm sure. That's a significant factor. That would be what I would anticipate is a significant factor. So I don't know. I have to think about this. There's even the big sale on Kobo, 50% off. I didn't really show any spikes. Sold a few more books that month, but not really attributable to the sale weekend. And part of that might have been I didn't tell people. The problem is that the people I could tell already know. Most of them already have my books. So my reach is very, at this point, relatively limited, and I rely on all of you guys to reach outside the silo of people who already know about the Golden Age. But the marketplace has changed since I first started, since things began. And I haven't done much to change with that. So I have to start thinking about maybe I need to do that. I at least need to experiment. I at least need to look to see, to take it out for a test drive. I think that I need to do that just for my own peace of mind, if nothing else. So anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day and will probably be somewhat later than today. But with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.